Hey, Bridger, just for a moment, imagine that we're alone in the universe, which is kind of a lonely feeling, to tell you the truth. If we were, in all that we have investigated, you, me, and everybody else over the years, and never even occurred or were wrong, it's kind of an empty universe. I mean, what's the purpose of just having us?
Oh, gosh. You're going to wax theological on me, George. Well, hey, you know, there are a lot of people who believe that this is the case to begin with, that we are just a kind of one-shot deal here, and playing out our brief little experiment in life amid a, you know, 13, 14 billion-year-old universe. If that were so, I guess when I look at the UFO phenomenon, if I can be permitted to try to tie that together, it's an interesting exercise in creativity, so it's a good thing you asked it, actually. If we were alone, if there were no other life forms out there, you know, the UFO phenomenon could be interpreted in a couple of ways. It could be that it's a time travel sort of thing, right? Certainly. Or it could be an interdimensional phenomenon. But I don't know if that would qualify as being alone in the universe. So if you're saying we're alone, like there's no other life out there, nothing?
Nothing.
Well, that would stink, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would. And I don't believe that. I think it's teeming with life, to tell you the
truth.
Well,
and of course, you know, people probably realize this, but even 20, 30 years ago, which is not that long ago, scientists, physicists, I guess, were very much of a majority opinion that we were very likely alone. There were a lot of these scientists who stated this, and that's very much a minority opinion today, I think. I mean, even most UFO skeptics would agree that there is probably a lot of life out there. I mean, their argument with UFOs is simply, you know, they're out there, but they just can't get here because they're too far away.
Let's start with Truman for a moment. I'm going to ask you names of presidents and whether you think they were aware of the UFO visitations.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Truman.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely he was. And I say this because, you know, I mean, everything came down during his administration. Well, in fact, there are people who think it happened even prior to Truman, but certainly we know so much was happening during Truman. And we know, for example, that Truman had an Air Force liaison who communicated with CIA for Truman on the matter of UFOs, and we know this is true. And not many people really wrote about this, but there was a general, Robert Landry, who gave an interview right toward the end of his life, right after Truman had died in the early 70s. Landry, I think in 1974, gave an interview, an oral history interview. It's on the records in one of the University of California libraries. And talked about a lot of things, the Berlin Airlift and the Korean War, and then was asked about UFOs. And Landry seemed really startled at this point by the interview. And he said, well, yeah, of course, you know, we were interested in UFOs too. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, on a quarterly basis from 1948 to the end of Truman's presidency, I briefed the president every 3 months on UFOs after meeting with the CIA.
I love it.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a great story.
And you know, I mean, where are the academic historians on these things? I don't know. But so anyway, we know that Truman was briefed on a quarterly basis. Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall
God.
Of those meetings?
Yes.
And the thing that Landry
were the tapes though in the Oval Office at that time?
Yes.
Huh?
Well, here's what he said. Well, because it wasn't, nothing of importance was really said, and therefore, for that reason, there was no documentation of the meetings.
And sure.
Of course, it's exactly the reverse. There's one of my favorite quotes in all this business was from a former CIA director, Richard Helms. Helms ran the CIA in the late 60s, early 70s. And Helms, who was the master of covert ops, said, the first rule in keeping secrets is nothing on paper. And you know this is what was just going on here. I think Landry was just ambushed by the question, truthfully, and stumbled through it as best he could. But yes, he said, I briefed the president. Now, Truman was a busy man. He had a lot of things on his mind. This is through the Korean War, and he still found time to have quarterly briefings on UFOs? Wow! I read Truman's two-volume memoirs. I read all of it. And I can tell you there are no mention of flying saucers in those books.
Nothing.
So, I mean, if you were to read the official histories, you would never, ever think that this was a matter of concern to these people, and yet absolutely it was a matter of concern to them.
How about Eisenhower?
Yes, there's little question about Eisenhower. And I say little instead of no question because, again, I try to tread the waters of official documentation and, absolutely reliable information as opposed to the rumor mill. You got to use both in a sense because, frankly, we're not in a level playing field here. I mean, I would love to just, walk in and walk out of the CIA headquarters and Defense Department, Pentagon, with all my UFO documents, but that's just not going to happen. So we have to play this game.
What about?
But there's good reason that Eisenhower did. Absolutely, yes.
What about Kennedy?
Well, now the rumors become very interesting because, of course, it is reasonable to assume Kennedy knew a lot about this. And there have been alleged documents, in particular some of the Majestic documents that have been publicized by Dr. Robert Wood and his son Ryan Wood.
Mm-hmm.
There are some Kennedy memorandum, Kennedy documents in those that in my opinion, I mean, I think that they look legitimate. I can't say that I know that they're legitimate, but they look legitimate to me, and I think that some of those Majestic documents are real, is my belief. So, yes, I think Kennedy knew, and the real interesting thing, of course, is was Kennedy assassinated in connection with this UFO?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because one of the bizarre stories I have heard was that Marilyn Monroe was going to go public with some of the things that that John Kennedy told her about that.
Correct, and this is supported in the Majestic documents. This is why it makes it so interesting, because one of the documents is about Marilyn Monroe and a wiretap of her residence and her talking about UFOs in her conversations with the president and so on. So, the document, for a lot of reasons, looks very legitimate. And, in fact, I've, privately asked a number of very mainstream UFO researchers. I mean, not within our field, fringy people, but I think people that I would consider reliable. And there's a lot of quiet belief in this document. And so the fascinating thing about this topic is I had to go through this myself on an emotional basis 10 years ago. When you start realizing that this is real, okay, you're going to lie awake in bed at night turning around as I did, and you're going to think, well, wait a minute, because this makes all of the history that I've spent my life trying to know questionable or even wrong.
Tosses it right out the window.
Right. And so you look at the Kennedy assassination in a new light because the UFO phenomenon is so big, it is so huge, that it's like the elephant in your living room and no one's allowed to talk about it. But there it is. And that's what it is. And so it has, by definition, it has to have affected so much of our significant history, and yet we're in a position where we're trying to figure out, what did it affect? And so you look at the Kennedy assassination, and I think it is, yes, certainly a reasonable thing to assume that Kennedy was, that it could have been in connection with this.
How about Lyndon Johnson?
Well, there's not a lot that I have in my own research connecting Johnson to this topic in any way. I mean, I would assume that he did.
He had his hands tied with Vietnam, I think.
This is what I believe. I'm guided by a statement that was from the late Ben Rich. Ben Rich ran the Skunk Works division over at Lockheed. I mean, this is where they built the stealth fighter and so on. Ben Rich succeeded Kelly Johnson in that capacity.